every American should know.
If you want to hang on to your job, you'll get out there and do it.
This is America.
It's freedom.
I am a patriot.
Return us to an America that we can be proud of.
My name is America. I stand proud and free. America is my name.
Broadcasting live all across this country, this is Home Talk right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. PPG Paints, a nationally recognized brand name trusted by painting contractors, building owners, architects, designers, and homeowners for over 100 years, proudly presents America's favorite home improvement self-help expert, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any question or comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repair, or anything else pertaining to the home. And now, as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou Land and the 2011 Talk Radio Host of the Year, the host of Home Talk USA, the Cajun Contractor, Michael King.
Yay! Ça c'est le bon temps relais. That's right, let the good times roll right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I'm the Cajun man, the Cajun originator. That's right, please, please don't accept no substitution. The only home improvement show that is dedicated to you, the American consumer. Hey, I want to welcome all my online streamers. That's right, we have a new feature here at Home Talk. You can go to HometalkTV.com. And you can also go to MichaelKingTV.com. That's MichaelKingTV.com. And you can watch the online stream. That's right, behind the scenes of what it takes to put a great, great show together. Got a great hour for you. That's right. We sure hope you stay here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. My guest today is going to be Brian Milnes. He's with a company called Bond Products. Now, listen to this. We're going to show you right here on this show how to basically take a piece of carpet, that's right, and turn it into a beautiful, beautiful decorative rug. And you don't have to pay all them hundreds and hundreds of dollars to do so. Brian, welcome to Home Talk USA, my friend.
Glad to be here, Mike.
All right, we're going to have a great time. A little late in the show. We had a chance, and you also gave us a great demonstration of how to take an ordinary piece of carpet and turn it into a beautiful decorative rug. Why don't you give us a little history about your company right now?
Bond Products was actually started in 1947 by my great uncle Kenneth Bond Milnes, and we've went from a textile jobbing company into carpet binding and carpet binding supplies and equipment. And a friend of mine developed a do-it-yourself product called Instabind, got a patent on it, and we took that over, and we have a do-it-yourself carpet binding now.
Do-it-yourself carpet binding product. Mm-hmm. Basically, what the industry standard is, you have a piece of carpet, you have a piece of material, you take it to a seamstress, you take it to even a carpet company, anybody that's got this sewing machine, because you need a particular kind of sewing machine.
Yeah, they're specific sewing machines.
Built. For that.
They're called carpet binding machines.
So you're telling me right here on this show that you have a, I guess it's a patent product, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
patent
yes, sir.
Product. So what products do you actually offer, though?
We carry everything from the carpet binding equipment, the table model equipment, binders and sergers, which a big industrial or workroom might use, a commercial workroom. We have portable binders that, let's say, a carpet store or an installer might carry. But then we also carry the Instabind now. So it's kind of an ABC, or binding 101, we like to call it, of what we offer. So whether you're a DIYer, whether you're a carpet mechanic or a store, or whether you're a big commercial workroom, we have products that will satisfy all those needs.
So carpet and rug edging is your main focus right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's our main focus. The more hard floors become popular, the more they need a nice area rug to both quiet down the room and beautify the room.
Well, you know, with hardwood floors getting very popular, rugs are becoming really in demand right now.
That's right.
And these decorative rugs can really, really get expensive. So can you explain a little bit why this product is really, really necessary, Brian?
It's necessary because, like anything else, everything evolves. You have a demand, especially with the do-it-yourself market these days. A lot of people have carpet remnants laying around the house. They might have an old Oriental rug that needs repair. There might be a carpet installer that's just doesn't have the money to maybe go out and buy a $4,000 machine, but he can buy the binding tape, Instabind, and go and do it right on the job site. So it's on the job site binding tape that any consumer can use.
What about some of the benefits of this product, though?
Benefits, it saves installers time going out to a workshop and coming back and finish the job days later. So it saves a lot of travel time and money that way. It will save the consumer if they find a cheap remnant rug somewhere, or maybe they pick somebody's trash, who knows. But you have a nice piece of rug, you fit it to size in your room, you can buy the Instabind tape and do it right on site, right in your home. With only using a pair of scissors and a hot glue gun are the only tools you need. So it's very simple. There's a video online. We can show you very quickly and easily, as we will here in a short time, how to apply Instabind.
That's right. A little later in the show,
yep.
You had the old Cajun man actually helping you with the glue gun.
Yes, sir.
And it's amazing. Really, all you need is that hot glue gun and a pair of scissors. And it's kind of scary, really, because – I know you're talking about, maybe the individual homeowner got some carpet, but, man, this is an excellent opportunity to actually go into some type of small business and do this for a living. That's how.
Oh, yeah.
Easy
yeah.
We
have a lot of customers that make custom rugs and for a living, and they might be sculpting them with carving equipment. They might be putting borders together around, and to very little tools required to really start a business. You can do it in your garage.
Here's what I'm impressed with. You just did a new carpet job. You have all this excess carpet.
Yep.
It's just so difficult to match the material. When you have to go out and try to get some type of decorative rug, then you have to try to match the material, the color sequence to the interior of your home. Here you're actually using the same carpet or rug, or whatever, that you already have.
That's right. That's right.
The design for.
All you need to do is cut it to size, and you can pick out the style and the color, of course, that you want. There are 7 different styles available of Instabind. There's regular binding, which is a standard-looking edge in both cotton and synthetic. There also is a serging, which mimics the whipped edge that you might see on an Oriental rug.
Right.
Where they're actually taking a yarn and whipping it on the edge. So there's a serging version in both synthetic and cotton.
Wow.
There's an outdoor marine version for doing boats, RVs, any outdoor rugs that's UV and mildew proof. And then there's also the rope edge, which is a nice, very nice decorative edge that is you can't get with a traditional binding machine. That's unique to Instabind.
Also, we had the color chart there on the set.
Mm-hmm.
That was impressive, the amount of colors that you have.
Yeah, the standard styles have 22 colors, but then when you get into the cottons and the serging, then there's a lot more colors available.
Who and what type of businesses you're really trying to market? Do you serve?
Our daily target and people we serve are mostly retail carpet stores. We do sell through some distributors where it's applicable, but carpet stores and carpet installers are our main goal, but with the invention of the internet, we're able to take this do-it-yourself product and sell it, pretty much piecemeal right on the internet all day long. So it's a really good product for that.
You mentioned the do-it-yourself, and that's what you basically had in mind when you came up with this patent idea, right?
Do-it-yourselfer. Yeah. Definitely it was really designed for installers to go and do it on site without having a binding machine.
Okay.
But then it became a do-it-yourself
product. I got you.
Yeah.
And that was my next question leading you to is that
evolution.
If I'm a carpet guy, wow. I mean, hey, ma'am, we have extra carpet. Do you want me to scope out a couple Rugs here? Yes. Give me an extra dollars and I'll do it.
Oh, yeah.
You
add $50, $100 to the end of your job.
Wow. This is amazing. Yep. Well, we're going to have to take a short break, Brian, and I got to pay some bills.
Okay.
So stay with us, and we're going to continue talking about the first, world's first, do-it-yourself carpet binding product.
Very good.
Instabind. All right, that's Brian Milnes. He's with a company called Bond Products. We sure hope you stay with us right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, I am streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. But when we do our taping, listen to this. It's MichaelKingTV.com. You can catch the online stream where you can go behind the scenes. And right after the broadcast, we're going to keep the cameras rolling. And you get to see, that's an amazing thing to see what goes on and the amount of personnel it takes to put a show together. All right, I'm the Cajun Man. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. Don't forget, you can follow us on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is Home Talk USA. We're talking to Brian Milnes. Brian is with a company called Bond Products. And Bond Products manufactures and distributes the world's first, listen to this, do-it-yourself carpet binding product called Instabind. And that's what we're talking about. Basically taking carpet, taking old rugs, maybe some type of rug material, and actually turning into a beautiful decorative rug. And again, this can cost hundreds of dollars to try to get these type of decorative rugs, and you can do it with old rug scraps if you have it, or if you just had your house recarpeted, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Any remnant, any rug scrap you have, whether you want to make mats or custom area rugs, some people make them for in front of their fireplace. You never know what all the uses is. I've had people use them for everything from car mats, of course, stair runners and hallway runners. There's a lot of uses for Instabind, including a lot of repairing of, you know, whether it be an old oriental rug, yeah, or any rug that has an old worn out edge on it. You can trim that worn edge and reapply Instabind and keep grandma's old rug going for another 100 years.
Now, you have both commercial equipment and the DIYers Instabind, right?
Yes, yes, yes. We carry everything that a commercial workroom would need to do, let's say, a 4-inch base along the walls in a hotel. We have cutting equipment that will cut the strips out, and then, of course, you bind the top edge, and they apply that along the wall instead of wood or vinyl base a lot of times. The next step that most stores, carpet stores, would get into is just getting a piece of a portable equipment. That allows them to, of course, take it on a job site. They can roll out a big remnant right in-house and bind all around it right on their floor because they are on wheels, and they travel around the perimeter of the carpet. And they can, you know, bind up the rems that they have left over and roll them fuzzy side out and sell them all day long and turn those rems into cash. And there's a big bonus on the to add to your business right there. And then, like I said, there's Instabind. Whether it be an installer going out on the job site to get the job in and out the same day, or whether it be a do-it-yourself installer, a homeowner, sky's the limit. You know, there's nothing you can't do with our products.
Brian, I'm looking at a whole bunch of Twitter tweets right now, and
okay,
they want me to ask you one question, and
okay,
and matter of fact, it's going to be my next question. They basically want to know, you know, what type of style or edge they really, I mean, how do you pick the style of the Edge? Good question.
And yeah, that is a good question.
Matter of fact, you can follow us on Twitter, and the keyword is Home Talk USA. Good right. Twitter question.
The style that we usually that you might want to use is going to match up to your carpet. If you have a cheap rim, cheap low pile carpet, regular binding is fine. If you have a natural fiber carpet, like a wool carpet, maybe a little more high end, I would definitely stick with the cotton regular style or serging. And of course, with the serging, that's also what's people want to use to redo any oriental repairs too, because that's what was originally on the rug. So you want to keep the standard high for whatever you're replacing, or the quality of the rug. Quality of the rug, the better the quality of style of the binding. Now, as far as the rope goes, the rope edge is a great nautical look for boats, interiors. It's also great for shore homes, for doing rugs in shore homes, because that rope just gives that yeah. nautical look that they're looking for. So a lot of designers really select that just for that reason.
Is there any instructional video help? I guess that's what.
Yes, there is. We have, of course, a YouTube channel for Bond Products, as well as on our website, bondproducts.com or instabind.com. That'll take you direct to the Instabind page on our site. And there's a video you can click on. It'll show you the different styles and how it's applied.
I want to ask you this question. Are there any other applications that you can think of?
We've had people use the rope edge in drapes. I've had some people use our regular style to make their own lampshades. People are always coming up with cute little designs and uses for Instabind, yes.
Wow. A little later on the show, you're going to be giving us a demonstration.
Yes.
I want to kind of tease my audience a little bit. When we come back off a break, tell them what they're going to expect, what they're going to see.
What you're going to see is a very simple application where all you need is a pair of scissors and a hot glue gun and maybe a roll of clear tape. And that's all the tools you need. Most people already have it.
Oh, so that's it.
And if you don't have it, we offer that too. So.
Well, I tell you, we've been tweeting all day and on Facebook. Matter of fact, you can go to Facebook. The keyword is Home Talk USA, mm-hmm. telling my audience that you're going to be here. And I tell you, it's one of my probably popular subjects. People can't wait
see
this.
It kind of touches everybody
because
everybody
yourself.
Has a piece of carpet laying around.
I mean, if I,
that they
I, you know,
need to dust off and put
would think it would be
use.
A agenda thing that, you know, a housewife or do-it-yourself homeowner, female is listening. But, man, you know, these guys, they do DIYs, you know, got that old carpet sitting in the back. Hey, babe, I'm gonna make some rugs.
That's right. You can make nice Valentine rug for your home.
And you don't have to go out and get these big that big machine, that sewing machine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That machine was intimidating, man. You know, I don't know about that.
Well, it's not as hard as it looks, but, yeah.
Brian, where are you going from here? I mean, what direction are you going here?
Where
do you see the future of Bond Products?
Bond Products, well, we want to stay customer service oriented. We answer our phones. When you call us, you don't get a voicemail, or unless it's off hours, of course.
Yeah.
But now we try to stay nice and accessible, and we want to keep it on a personal level for people, because we know how much we appreciate when you walk into a place
yeah.
and you get somebody personally greeting you and servicing your needs.
Brian, we're out of time. Give us a good website. How can we learn more about Bond Products?
Go to bondproducts.com. And all the information is right there on the homepage. There's videos there you can click on and look at.
That's bondproducts.com.
Bondproducts.com.
I want to thank you for being our guest today on Home Talk USA.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, that was Brian Milnes. Brian is with a company called Bond Products, and please check him out at bondproducts.com. All right, we're going to take a sharp break. When we come back, we're going to have Chris Camperman. He is going to be with Decorators. We're going to be talking about deck and railing accessories. We're going to be closing this part of the television show. For all my radio listeners, you can continue to listen to us on our website at hometalkusa.com. Also, we're going to continue the live stream, listen to this, at michaelkingtv.com, michaelkingtv.com. So even though we're off the television, we're going to continue on the streaming and on the radio. All right, always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge the hire vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yeah.
radical.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Welcome back. I want to welcome all my television viewers that's now tuning into our radio show. I want to thank Brian Mills with a company called Bond Products, talking about InstaBind, the first do-it-yourself carpet binding product. And what a great, great, great show. So welcome back. All right, so let's continue here on the Home Talk USA radio show. My guest is Chris Camperman. He is with Universal Products. Also, they manufacture a decorators, and we're going to be talking a little bit about deck rails and accessories. And Chris is on the line right now with decorators. And Chris, welcome to Home Talk USA, man.
Michael, thank you. As always, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, Chris, you did get a chance to do a television segment, I don't know, a couple months ago. And matter of fact, if you go to HomeTalkTV.com, they can actually see that segment on our archive page. So you actually went through the experience, didn't you?
Yeah, I was down there. I think it was midsummer. We did a show together, Michael, and it was definitely right during the humid time down there in Louisiana.
So. Now, you would have to bring that up, right? But hey, let's talk
I'm missing
about
that right now, though.
Let's talk about decorators. You heard me mention Universal Forest Products, which is the company itself. Decorators, what is a division of Universal Products, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a brand of decking and outdoor living within the Universal Forest Products family of brands.
Now, what are some of the top trends in decking and outdoor living in 2016? I mean, we're a couple months into the year right now, and man, I can see there's some outdoor living and outdoor trending decking trends that's really starting to really surface, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're starting to see retailers start to bring out their lawn furniture and patio stuff right now. So it's starting to get into that, get that feel of the spring and time is coming. So one of the trends that we're seeing, Michael, is just making your outdoor space fit your lifestyle. I'm hearing a new buzzword like living zone as they relate to homes. And what I've heard this really means is homeowners are just looking at the spaces they have, both inside and out. And then they're maximizing the use of that space for things like cooking, entertaining, playrooms, seating areas, meditation, relaxation, whatever it might be. I think what people are discovering is that, you know, your favorite room might actually be outside, which is pretty exciting for people who are in the outdoor living industry. So another thing that we're seeing is more emphasis on the railing. Homeowners are realizing they don't need to have a matchy deck and rail. It doesn't have to be the exact same material or same color. They can actually coordinate, contrast, or even mix things up with different materials. What I'm seeing is, you know, decking can be fairly neutral, similar like the walls of a home, and then they dress it up with that railing, similar to people using, you know, throw pillows or artwork on the wall, just to give it that nice design flair. So another thing we're seeing is safety elements, like deck gates and recessed lighting. As people are spending more time outdoors with their children and pets, it's important to keep them safe and contained. So we're seeing recessed lighting on steps. They look nice, but they add a feature that's safe, that's adds safety, which is even becoming a code requirement in some municipalities. So it's important to be in tune to those building codes. And another exciting thing that we're seeing, which is really at the beginning phase, and I think you saw some things at some trade shows that we were both at in January, is automation. People are starting to create some custom features like a grill that comes out of the deck, or a storage that's hidden, or an entertainment center that might be hidden while it's not in use, and they're just utilizing some of that technology out there to add that element to the deck. And for the most part, I'm seeing that on a custom standpoint, but I think you're going to see more and more of that become available through product lines.
Well, I tell you, your industry is really evolving. When I started doing outdoor living topics, you know, kitchens and pavers and even decks, composite decking, it was just basically the decks itself,
you know,
the deck structure. But now it's the railing system, the lighting system, the safety features that are so it's real, because the demand is there. You know, people,
absolutely,
you know, are not selling their homes. They're my backyard is legendary. You've been there. You've seen it. I spend my money. Everybody said, King, where are you spending your money? It's in my backyard, because when you see it, I'm not going anywhere. I just want to come home at 5:30, grab me a little, you know, glass of wine,
right,
and sit in the back and enjoy my deck, enjoy my pool. I mean, enjoy,
yeah,
you know.
There's nothing wrong with a mini vacation in your backyard, right?
Oh, man, I got plasma TV back there. I just sit back there and watch. you know, it's pretty nice. I turn my fountains on and, you know. Hey, it brings,
absolutely,
my blood pressure down, you know. But are there any new products you're introducing in 2016 that you're really excited about, though?
Yeah. The main one, and you've heard me discuss it before, is we have a brand new decking product called Decorator's Vault, which is pretty exciting. It's unlike anything out there right now. It's a technology that is super lightweight but super strong as well, so it allows us to offer the industry's best warranty on it. But you know, I'm not going to get into all the technical side of it, Michael, but basically we've tried to break this thing with a sledgehammer, and you can't. It's just manufactured in such a way that it's stronger than anything else out there. But it also has the element of being very light, which the contractors appreciate when they're installing those decks. So it also comes in two colors. We have a dusk and a mesquite, which are a brown and a gray. And what we like about this material, it is made from a different type of plastic resin. It actually creates more of a matte finish to the surface of the deck, so you don't have that sheen that sometimes you know, the synthetic decks can have. So pretty excited about that in 2016. We also have a couple others, cable rail, which works with all of our current railing systems. It just adds a nice modern contemporary look to decks, but it can be done with a composite rail, a metal rail, or a wood rail. Then obviously you have the nice clean wire cables in between those posts, which is a nice look that a lot of people are looking for. And then I mentioned earlier deck gates. We actually are introducing a deck gate in 2016 that's black powder coated aluminum. It could be used with wood, aluminum, composite, vinyl, and it features self-closing hinges and is perfect for keeping kids and pets safe when you're out enjoying your outdoor space.
Now, what about now, Chris, most people aren't building decks in the winter, okay? And I want to talk about it because we're still in the winter right now, and, you know, spring is around the corner. But it's a great time to really plan for that outdoor spring project like a deck. I mean, what are some of the key things people should really consider when planning this type of products?
Yeah, what I always tell people to start out with is just what is their intended use for that? Like yours, you know, your deck or your outdoor space, Michael, sounds like it's mainly for relaxation. I'm sure you do a lot of entertaining out there as well. But, you know, the people at need to ask themselves, are you capturing a view? Are you entertaining? Are you going to be, you know, having kids and pets outside? Those are the things you need to consider first, and then start researching those products out there that meet those needs. Then there's a lot of other things you could ask yourself too, which is, are you planning on installing it yourself, or are you hiring a contractor? It can be a pretty major undertaking, and I think it's just a good idea to know all the ins and outs of what it takes to put in a deck. So, and then ask yourself, are you willing to do annual maintenance on a deck, or are you looking for something that can be simply cleaned periodically with soap and water? Obviously, wood has been used for years. Universal Forest Products makes a lot of treated lumber that's used in decks. We also manufacture wood alternative decks that obviously offer elements of low maintenance, which a lot of people are looking for in their decking product. And I mentioned earlier, you know, do you have kids and pets? You need to consider, entryways, containing them, making sure they're safe while they're outside enjoying the outdoor space. And then know the building codes in your area. What height should my rail be? Do I need a secondary rail for stairs? Do I need a recessed lighting for safety? Just need to be, you know,
yeah,
be asking those questions up front and being ready to prepare to answer those as you plan out your deck project.
Well, Chris, we got to take a short break right now. We're talking to Chris Camperman with Decorators. We're talking about deck and railing accessories right here on HometalkUSA.com. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. You can catch HomeTalk TV. That's right, HomeTalk TV. That's HometalkTV.com. You can catch some of our archives. We do have a television show that is broadcast in 83 television affiliates all across the U.S. And I think we have close to 29 episodes right now that you can catch. That's HometalkTV.com. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers. And let's pledge to hire a vet today. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You hear? Yay!
Drink a little red wine. Catching in a bit of those Cajun girls dancing inside of home.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with home improvement expert, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. If you have a question or comment concerning home improvement repairs, new construction, or renovations, the Cajun contractor will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk USA and Apollo Media's Radio Talk Show Host of the Year and the most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Again, don't forget, you can follow us on all your social media circles, Facebook, Twitter, and the keyword is Home Talk USA. I do want to mention here that when we're taping our show, our television show, we do stream it live on the World Wide Web. You can go to MichaelKingTV.com, MichaelKingTV.com, and you can actually watch the stream. This is done every Tuesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, or Thursdays, right now, every Thursday. We're taping, and you can catch it at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, it's MichaelKingTV.com. So I just want to put that programming note. We're talking to Chris Camperman. He is with a company called Decorators. We're talking a little bit about deck and railing accessories. And Chris, just for the break, though, you was talking about why, you know. Well, you know, the fact is most people just don't build decks in the winter. But to me, it's a great time to plan that spring project, and you explain some features and benefits to do so. But, you know, sometimes in that winter months, we haven't talked about the cost of labor. You know, labor in the winter drops. These guys ain't working. You could probably cut your labor costs maybe 25%. You follow me?
Michael, and also as you know, there's actually a shortage of labor, so that lead time would actually be a lot better during these months as well. They start getting pushed out quite a bit during that busy season, so that's a very good point. So if you're in a climate where you know it's the ability to build year round is there, it's something to consider. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what are the main drivers consumers should consider when selecting a decking product to really use in their project, though?
Yeah, when you start getting down to the nitty-gritty, what am I going to use? The things that I recommend people look into is, first, it needs to be appearance. You need to make sure it looks good. Most composite decking products are warranted to last a very long time, so it's important to get something that works well with your home, but something that's also timeless. So, as I mentioned previously, you know, you can change up your look through your railing, you know, do some customization there through post caps, balusters, and so on. And also, you can change up your furniture and decor pretty easily, but it's not easy to tear up that deck, especially if you've invested a significant amount into it. The other thing is performance. Go with a product that has a solid warranty, solid track record of success. Do your research. There's a lot out there. And just make sure it's going to do what it says it's going to do. And then ultimately, budget. Don't always go with the best price. I tell people go with the best value. In several major studies, decks are one of the top three projects in terms of adding value to the home. So it's worth investing in something that balances the appearance and performance attributes with significant quality. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because home improvement projects, you know, that's what I based my show off of. You know, after 1,085 episodes and counting. But I want to mention that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, decks are, you know, it's it's be honest with you, it's just going to improve the quality. Not only that, possibly the value of your home.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, what about locating? How can my listeners really locate a qualified contractor, maybe to install Decorator's project products, though?
Right. We like to be a resource for that. So one thing you can do is go to decorators.com, and that's D-E-C-K-O-R-A-T-O-R-S, and that's .com, and go to the upper right corner, and there's a locate a contractor button. Simply click on it, enter your zip code, and up will pop a contractor listing. And it's important to note, though, that we do have two levels of contractors listed out there. You and I have talked about this before, Michael, but we have what we call Decorators Pros. And those are ones that we have certified. They have their license information. They have all the stuff that makes them official. But then we have another level, and that's called a Decorator Certified Pro. And what that means is they have been through our training. They have had a job inspected by a member of the Decorators team, and they are really aligned with our brand and know our product really, really well. So that, there will be a notation out there when they are Decorator Certified Pro.
Wow, that's an amazing, a good benefit, especially for a contractor that, you know, y'all guys are doing your due diligence, you see, because, again, it doesn't make, you know, it doesn't matter how good your products are if the labor's not there or the quality of the craft.
We want the entire experience to go as smoothly as possible from going to our website to plan out your project, to making that purchase at a retailer, and then getting that installed. I mean, that can, as you know, a lot can go wrong throughout that whole process. And if we make that experience very smooth, it'll just add to the overall enjoyment of that deck. We don't want people out there entertaining and thinking about how much of a pain it was to go through that process to get that deck. We want them talking to their neighbors about how easy it was and how much they're enjoying that space. So
yeah. I just want to talk just for a second. We talked about the materials. We talked about the craftsmanship. But I guess it all boils down, Chris, to features and benefits. And I just want to talk about the best benefit that if my audience is considering a Decorator product. I mean, very confusing. Can you just unconfuse it for us? I mean, you know, can you give me a little tip? You know?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing is, you know, we do have a wide selection. So I think it's just go into that process of knowing your needs, and then we try to align those products with those needs. But one of the biggest benefits you have with Decorators is we stand behind our products. We have a warranty that's product industry. We stand behind it. And the reason we offer that warranty is not because we plan on people making claims against it. It's because we have confidence.
Chris, we're out of time, my friend. Yep. I want to get your website in. How can we learn more about Decorators?
All right, decorators.com. That's D-E-C-K-O-R-T-O-R-S.com. And that's we can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Decorators.com. Repeat that. Spell it one more time.
Yep, D-E-C-K-O-R-A-T-O-R-S.com.
All right, Chris, thank you again for being our guest on Home Talk, my friend. Keep us updated, okay? All right, we're going to take a short break. Not a short break. We're gonna close out for this hour. Stay tuned for the top of the hour news. This is Home Talk USA right here, streaming live on the World Wide Web at hometalkusa.com. Don't forget, two websites that are so important, michaelkingtv.com if you want to catch our live stream, and hometalktv.com, hometalktv.com if you want to watch our television show. I'm the Cajun Man. Y'all come back now. You here? Yay! Yeah.